Y estamos de regreso, amigos. Están escuchando Sabor Latino 100.7 FM. No se olviden de quedarse con nosotros hasta la 1 de la mañana para que sigan escuchando salsa, merengue, bachata, música con sentido en The Rock.
Now tell Claudia,
sexy.
She looks nice, chamo.
Claudia, yes. You look beautiful tonight.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Hey, I'm getting sick. Yeah, you look like it.
You look great.
It's that obvious.
Yes. Siempre.
Considering it's freezing, I don't care, chamo. Anyway, okay, so chamo, you were saying that, yeah, in Venezuela there's a energy limit.
Well, yeah, you made a comment, and I've been receiving, since I have the BlackBerry, I can talk to my friends, my cousins in Venezuela.
That's last a thing that I heard, BlackBerry.
Yes, last thing that I heard, like that they were closing the malls at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
There is a lot of nightclubs inside the mall, so a lot of businesses, yes.
No,
businesses that used to close at 1 or 2 a.m., restaurants.
Qué fuerte.
Mm-hmm. So the mall are opening at 11 and they're closing at 9.
Y más porque son super parranderos.
Exactamente.
Tira, do you know what that means? Do you know what parrandero means?
No. Rumberos.
Rumberos.
Ah, yes.
Well, listen to this.
Okay.
This is Venezuela in the news. After meeting with the Commercial Centers Chamber and other associations, the Venezuela government chose to exclude from the measure those locations which conduct commercial activity outside of the hours established for the energy restrictions. So there's tons of energy restrictions. Movie houses and theaters, pharmacies, restaurants, parking lots, and educational centers may continue operating as they did before the energy-saving measures were adopted, which limited the flow of electricity in commercial centers to 10 hours daily between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The measure, which went into effect this year, generated complaints from patrons and workers and forced the executive branch to ease the measure in an unusual move which seeks to avoid, according to political analysts, the loss of government political capital, and it faces National Assembly elections in September. The associations promised to take measures to reduce consumption, a policy which has been put into practice by the government due to a prolonged drought, which has affected the level of reservoirs which generated electricity. But I still think that's crazy.
It is.
Well, what
it
are Chavez doing about that?
Yes.
People
from 11 to 9, I mean, mm-hmm. people wake up at 6 sometimes and they don't go to bed till 11 or 12.
Yes.
Or,
yes.
It's crazy.
Like my godfather, he owns a pizza place inside the mall.
Supercenter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And since the clubs are open, of course they're open too. There is a lot of people going in and out and they get hungry.
Business.
So they also have to close at 9 p.m.
And that's a shame.
It is sad. And you don't have, there is nothing that you can do or nothing.
So basically
that they can
the city shuts down at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's bad.
The country shuts down at 9 o'clock.
Everything.
That's crazy. Why? Why?
I have
know
no idea.
Why
he's the president that is crazy.
We need to
he's
call Chavez.
He has his own channel, doesn't he?
Yes. Channel? He has his own channel, his own radio show. Yes. It's crazy.
Get him on the phone.
Yes.
Let's interview him.
Let's call
Let's
him.
See what he
1-800 Chavez.
How do you like your arepa, sir?
Oh.
That's crazy. But you guys moved out way before he...
He was just getting into the presidency, yeah. He had like less than a year.
Yeah.
So
and
country
it affect,
was okay at that time.
Did it
time.
Affect your family?
What? When we came?
Yeah.
After? My family down there?
Yeah.
Well, they're... Some of them... Yes, some of them not.
But not so much?
No.
Like, because a lot of people are happy, right? I mean, even though he's president and people from the outside are like, oh my gosh, he's a communist, like, Lord of all this stuff. But a lot of people in the country are, I guess...
They just deal with
conformist.
Yeah, it's not that they're happy or not. It's just if you're not happy, you cannot say it or do anything. You have to be happier.
Yeah.
That's the only choice you have.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing, I mean, I remember Venezuela being, like, it's a beautiful country. I think that a lot of people just had, like, a very like angry. Like they saw tourists, like whenever they heard us speak Spanish but with like
another accent,
they were just really rude to us.
Really?
Really, really rude to us. And like, but if we brought someone with us that was from Venezuela or that spoke with the accent, they were fine. They were nice.
What city were you
in? We went to Valencia and Caracas.
Wow.
But Valencia
I wasn't like that.
Valencia people were very nice. Caracas people, they were just... I don't know what it was. From the moment we arrived at the airport, they were just rude. But then Valencia, they were nice. And the beach people were very nice.
I wasn't like that, I'm saying.
Los costeños, they were very nice.
Public apology for your people.
No, I just think maybe they're just, you know, I don't know.
You got them in a bad day, probably.
Yeah. No, it happened.
You are nice, you know.
Yeah, you're nice, I guess. See,
always.
Well, don't forget to tune in. Stay tuned. For Crystal the Rock coming up here.
Claro.
Yes.
Music with a message.
Música con mensaje.
Hasta la una de la mañana. Vámonos con el siguiente segmento, amigos. El último segmento de esta noche para Sabor Latino. Empezamos con Elvis Crespo, el Gran Combo, Juan Luis Guerra. Tenemos Chris y Ángel en Magic One.
No, Fulanito.
No, Fulanito. Fulanito next week en Proyecto 1.
Pero Fulanito es on
rest. Stay tuned for Crystal the Rock.
Hasta luego.
Bye.
Sacamos aquel día
a marcar la zona
de mi celular.
Vamos allá.
Recuerdo tu foto y la mía.
A que te enamoro.
Flash nos tenía.
Ponlo en tu iPod.
Donde queríamos estar.
Innovando.
Ese momento nunca ancló. La batería se agotó.
Desapareció.
Pero cheo yo.
Recuerdo tu foto.
Pequeña.
Y la mía. La imagen vestía. Trae de felicidad.
Recuerdo tu foto. Y la mía. La que sacamos aquel día. En mi celular.
tambora. Deja un corto mensaje tan pronto termine, se los enseño.
Recuerdo tu foto y la mía, la foto prometía que tú y yo no íbamos a terminar. No, no, no.
Log on to our website at saborlatinofamilia.com or listen to us live online at thewordfm.com to keep up with us. Enjoyed that song. Here's another great one on Sabor Latino 100.7 KWRD.
se ha perdido entre tus ojos de palmera.
¿Qué será de mí?
Dime si tu beso va rodando en el cuadrado de mi estera.
Si no estás aquí,
despierta la noche, se acuesta la tarde, respiro.
Solo pienso en ti.
Dime lo que piensas tú de mí. Yeah, 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 yeah. Te extraño mi vida y como siempre mi corazón se entrega. Mañana se despierte mi ventana.
¿Qué será de mí?
Dime si la orilla de tu boca se quedó bajo mi cama.
No estás aquí.
Despierta la noche, se borra el silencio, respiro.
Solo pienso en ti.
Dime lo que piensas tú de mí. Yeah, 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 yeah. ¿Qué vale la pena?
¿Qué vale la pena?
Si un amor se entrega.
¿Qué vale la pena?
¿Qué vale la pena?
¿Qué vale la pena?
Si un amor te espera.
¿Qué vale la pena? Sí.
Sabor latino, tenemos más salsa, merengue, bachata y nuestro programa continúa con Cristo the Rock aquí en 100.7 FM KWRD.
Sabor Latino tonight at 10:30 p.m. for more great salsa, merengue, bachata, when our program continues with Crystal the Rock, music with a message, here on 100.7 FM KWRD.
Coming up in just a few minutes, aquí en 100.7 KWRD.